Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Restructuring the Jordanian army to align with the regime's role in defending colonial interests. Translated. Al Raya newspaper issue 592, the 25th of March 2026, by Dr. Khaled al-Hakim. On January 24th, 2026, King Abdullah II instructed the Chief of Staff to restructure the army to achieve a structural transformation of the Jordanian armed forces over the next 3 years. The most important elements of this restructuring were as follows. Restructuring the army to align with modern warfare tactics and the nature of contemporary hybrid and unconventional warfare. Building agile, flexible, and high-quality armed forces to protect strategic and operational centers of gravity. Expanding the scope of defensive and offensive cyber operations and employing unmanned systems and artificial intelligence technologies. Emphasizing the importance of integration between the armed forces and public security, particularly the police, special police units, and border guards under the Public Security Directorate. Enhancing the capabilities of the Jordanian Design and Development Bureau, JODDB, to become a nucleus for manufacturing advanced defense technologies. Restructuring the trust funds and investment companies affiliated with the armed forces and their management. The official and domestic justification for the restructuring included, it is a strategic step towards adopting a sixth-generation military doctrine. A modern military approach aimed at transforming into a smaller, faster, and more effective army that relies on advanced technology, artificial intelligence, and unmanned systems. It is a move towards keeping pace with the shift of armies towards unconventional warfare based on the principle of quote-unquote agile and effective. It is an activation of joint combat operations among the world's armies, including Jordan's, within the framework of what is known as quote-unquote joint operations. Jordan has become militarily closer to NATO after the opening of a NATO liaison office in Amman last year. It is noteworthy that the request to restructure the Jordanian army came just days after the release of the U.S. National Defense Strategy document in January 2026, announced by the U.S. Department of Defense. The document stated, quote, President Trump is building alliances and strengthening partnerships in the Indo-Pacific that will be the bedrock of security and prosperity long into the future. Importantly, this must be accompanied by a robust and ongoing focus on deterrence to prevent war in the Indo-Pacific, end quote. The U.S. military's combat doctrine is shifting from protracted wars of attribution to a more flexible force focused on immediate economic and security objectives, leaving allies to shoulder the financial and military burden. On the 16th of February, 2026, the Washington Times stated, quote, the U.S. Army is fundamentally transforming how it fights wars by investing heavily in autonomous drones and robotic systems designed to replace soldiers in the most dangerous battlefield situations, according to Army Chief Technology Officer Alex Miller, as an exclusive interview with the quote-unquote Threat Status podcast. End quote. Alex Miller previously stated, quote, we should be trading steel for blood, our steel, their blood, end quote. In an article, quote, a Q&A with Alex Miller, CTO of the Army, end quote, by Aaron O'Brien, published on August 5th, 2025, for Technotic Defense. Therefore, Jordan's modernization efforts cannot be separated from U.S. security and military maneuvers in the region. This comes amidst America's repositioning in the region and its focus on its war against Iran and other interests, as demonstrated by its withdrawal from its bases in Syria. The new Syrian regime's need for sustained military and security support necessitates a Jordanian role, both required and deemed necessary by the U.S. to solidify American hegemony through local proxies, as outlined in the new defense strategy. This is further evidenced by the visit of the Jordanian delegation, comprising of a foreign minister, the Chief of Staff and Director of Intelligence, to Syrian President Ahmed al-Sharr on March 12, 2026, where both sides emphasized defense and security cooperation and combating quote-unquote terrorism, essentially fighting Islam. Since the start of U.S. aid in 1957, including military aid, the Jordanian army's structure and equipment have been tailored to meet U.S. demands in achieving its security, military, and intelligence interests, albeit under British influence and control. A prime example of this is the presence of British military advisor Brigadier Alex McIntosh, representing the British Army and serving as an advisor to the Jordanian Army. McIntosh, a trusted confidant of the King, was dismissed in 2019 after a five-year service with a group of 20 British military personnel, following a scandal involving an arms deal with Haftar's Libya. U.S. military aid to Jordan has exceeded $9.8 billion since 2000, despite the drive toward a quote-unquote lean army. As it is termed, the 2026 budget reflects an increase in spending. The Jordanian government allocated approximately 3.295 billion dinars to military and security agencies in the 2026 budget. The gap between spending and equipment is explained by the cost of maintaining power, quote-unquote, and the high level of readiness in a demanding environment. As for streamlining the army, this means eliminating its true strength, the strength inherent in conventional warfare, namely armored vehicles, tanks, and infantry. Furthermore, linking the security forces and police to the army means abandoning the army's combat doctrine against foreign enemies and preoccupying it with domestic matters, monitoring and suppressing popular protests amidst dire economic conditions and unemployment exacerbated by debt and inflation. This is particularly telling for retired military personnel, leading to serious economic consequences for a segment of the population skilled in the use of weapons, who are increasingly drawn to employment with security companies and foreign mercenary firms such as the American Blackwater, the Russian Wenger Group, and the American companies that oversaw aid distribution in Gaza. The restructuring is not, as the regime and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff claim, for the protection of Jordan's airspace and territory, the protection of its people, strategic deterrence, and the prevention of displacement. Meanwhile, foreign forces are stationed and deployed throughout its land and airspace. This is evidenced by the destruction of the $300 million American radar system at the Mowafiq Salti airbase in Jordan at the beginning of the war on Iran. This radar system was designed to detect long-range missile launches and activate the terminal high-altitude area defense, THAAD, system to intercept them. Any military modernization, if it has occurred, is merely to serve the military interests of America and the Jewish entity, as is happening today before everyone's eyes following the American and Jewish attack on Iran. This includes intercepting missiles aimed at the Jewish entity or American forces in Jordan, using these bases as launching points for attacks or allowing their passage to destroy a Muslim land. The reality of the modern conventional armies of Muslim lands is that they are constrained by nationalistic borders and foreign political dependencies based on the logic of national sovereignty. The illusion of independence and non-interference in the affairs of other countries, coupled with secular constitutions that separate deen from military affairs, the subordination of these states to the rulers of separate countries, their regional and international military alliances depending on the political allegiance of the ruling regime and their reliance on imported weapons and technology, all render their military decisions contingent upon the approval of the exporting nations. In contrast, Hizb ut-Tahrir's vision for building armies is based exclusively on Islamic Aqidah, creed, which is the political ideology of the Islamic State. This Aqidah, creed, forms the foundation of the state and shapes its military ideology, serving as a cornerstone of its military policy. The army's purpose is to fulfill the Sharia obligation of jihad and spread the dawah to Islam, Its objective is not to protect artificial nationalistic borders, but rather to remove physical obstacles to the spread of the Dawah to Islam and the unification of Muslim lands. The army is under a direct command of the Khalifa, Caliph, who, as the commander of the army, oversees jihad, the army, the police, military operations, and domestic military manufacturing to guarantee independent decision-making and prevent dominance over Muslim weaponry by non-Muslims. Here it is necessary to differentiate between the military institution as a creation of colonialism to protect its interests and protect the regimes, and the soldiers as part of the Islamic Ummah who share its aqidah, creed, zeal for the deen, and suffering from the attacks and evils of the disbelievers, kuffar. They are the army of the Ummah and not the army of the rulers. So it is a sharia obligation to address them like all other Muslims, as they are concerned with the iman, the sharia rulings, and the concept of loyalty to the believers, and this vowel of the disbelievers.